In the sun-drenched hills of 1870s California, Jincy and Travis Colhane were building their dream at La Salida del Sol Ranch when darkness from Jincy's past arrived in the form of Mark Stockton, her half-brother. His threats to expose her secrets pushed Jincy to a desperate act, one that left his blood on her hands. Having already witnessed the horrors of Gettysburg, death wasn't foreign to her. But this deliberate act forced the Colhanes to flee eastward, to Maryland's Wild Swan, the ancestral home where Jincy's formidable grandmother, Alexandria, had raised her. The moment they arrive, Jincy confesses plainly, "I shot and killed Mark Carrington. I did it deliberately." Her grandmother's response, "Then it was well done," offers the first glimpse of the unconditional support that will become the family's hallmark through generations of triumphs and tragedies. What makes this saga so captivating isn't just the dramatic circumstances that bring the Colhanes to Wild Swan, but how they rebuild their lives in its embrace. While Travis mourns their California dream, the thriving horse breeding business and valuable investments abandoned, Jincy rediscovers her roots. Their journey reveals how sometimes we must lose everything to find what truly matters. Isn't it strange how the place we run from often becomes the sanctuary we need most? When Alexandria offers Travis and Jincy 2/5 ownership of Wild Swan, Travis struggles with his identity. Would accepting make him simply a man who succeeded through marriage? After careful consideration, he realizes accepting would be an act of love for his family, the land, and his own purpose. This decision marks the Colhanes' true integration into Wild Swan's legacy. The family finds healing in the prestigious world of horse racing. Alex introduces them as Wild Swan's rightful heirs, while Travis's equine expertise earns respect in a world where bloodlines matter deeply. From Saratoga Springs to the Belmont Stakes, they forge new memories that begin to eclipse their California losses. When Travis returns to California to settle affairs, he realizes Rancho de Salida del Sol no longer feels like home. The golden hills that once held his dreams now seem like mere landscape. He discovers that home isn't about geography, but where your heart finds peace. Morgan Falconer's battle with malaria after a riverside expedition tests the family's resilience. His wife, Sam, maintains a 5-day vigil at his bedside, her fierce declaration, "He is not going to die," becoming the family's anchor. Despite 19th century medicine's limitations, with only quinine and cool compresses available, Sam's determination never wavers. Morgan's Christmas Day recovery becomes especially meaningful for Sam, who hasn't celebrated the holiday since her parents' death. The family's relief shows in quiet ways: Renee's cornbread, Alex's bedside readings, and children's careful footsteps through the house, revealing their deep connections. This spirit of family extends to Joseph Edwards, who arrives at Wild Swan after witnessing the Ku Klux Klan murder his parents, both teachers at a freedmen's school. His mother's final sacrifice, running into their burning school to fake his death, saved his life but left him with survivor's guilt. The Colhanes' immediate embrace of Joseph demonstrates how Wild Swan's strongest bonds form through shared healing, not just blood. Alexandria, Lexi, Colhane channels her passion for horses and journalism into writing for her Uncle Reed's National Witness newspaper. Though initially restricted to society pages, her ambition drives her to seek more substantial work. At 21, she boldly moves to a Washington boarding house on Lafayette Square, defying social conventions. Her dedication to horse racing reveals her analytical prowess. Armed with a stopwatch at dawn, she meticulously documents horses' performances in leather-bound journals, tracking times, styles, and bloodlines. Her talent for identifying promising young horses earns reluctant respect from veteran trainers who once dismissed her. When she discovers her childhood friend, Lorna, has been wrongfully committed to an asylum by a greedy husband, Lexi goes undercover as Abigail. Inside Bellwood Asylum, she uncovers systemic abuse, patients beaten and drugged, women imprisoned for trivial offenses like excessive reading or questioning authority. Her mission leads to a dramatic escape through underground tunnels with fellow journalist Hawk McKenna, whose byline, H. McKenna, she had long admired. Their encounter sparks a complex relationship between two strong-willed individuals. Wild Swan portrays love's endurance through multiple generations. Alexandria and Reben's passion lasts into their 70s, their essence unchanged despite aging. They die together when fire claims Wild Swan's main house, their funeral drawing crowds from all walks of their diverse life. Case Culhane's story reveals love's complexity after losing his wife Rosalind in childbirth. He finds healing with Georgie, a former racetrack worker who had disguised herself as a man. On their wedding night, she simply states, "I am not Rosalind," asking him to teach her about love. Lexi and Hawk's relationship challenges conventions, complicated by Hawk's 6-year-old son from a previous affair. When Lexi refuses his marriage proposal and confronts his vengeful custody plans, their relationship evolves into one of equals, unprecedented in Hawk's experience. Reed Culhane's newspaper champions overlooked causes in post-Civil War America, from Native American rights to labor disputes. His articles about Wounded Knee draw accusations of treason, but when asked to soften his stance, he offers resignation instead. "To write gently about it is to deny the truth," he says, of the Native people's genocide. Joseph Edwards confronts his past by returning to his parents' murder site in Georgia. There, suppressed memories surface: Klan riders, his father's death, his mother running into flames. Later, upon recognizing two murderers, his violent revenge fantasies give way to a nobler purpose, honoring his parents' legacy by becoming a doctor who treats all people equally. Lexi continues the family's justice work by investigating the Pullman strike in Chicago. Her probe into fake strikers leads to an attack that leaves Hawk bleeding and unconscious. As she calls for help, she realizes he doesn't know of her pregnancy, a child representing both their future and the family's enduring legacy of fighting for justice. During Hawk's hospital recovery, Lexi confronts her fears about motherhood. "I've been afraid of losing myself, my work, but I've learned an awful lesson. All those other fears are nothing to the terror of losing you." When Hawk awakens, his first thought is of having their baby at Wild Swan. Their return to Maryland feels like a true homecoming, the land enfolding them instantly in the steady beat of its own heart. This fulfills the prophecy: from Alex to Jincy, from Jincy to you, from your daughter, from generation to generation, so that nothing is lost. The Wild Swan legacy lives through each family member. Travis and Jincy have transformed her childhood home into their extended family's anchor. The estate becomes a nurturing presence for generations who find purpose there. The saga shows family as both our greatest vulnerability and strength. By risking our hearts, we create bonds that transcend time, perhaps the most meaningful legacy we can leave.